Week 3, Day 5. The Wisdom of Wives. Conjugal Love 208. While I was in meditation upon the secrets of conjugal love stored up with wives, a golden rain appeared again as described earlier in number 155. And I remembered that it fell upon a hall in the east where three conjugal loves dwelt, that is, three married pairs who loved each other tenderly. Seeing this, as if invited by the sweetness of meditation on that love, I hurried there, and as I approached, the rain from being golden became purple, then scarlet, and when I came near, it was opaline, like dew. I knocked, and the door opened, and I said to the intendant, "Please, tell the husbands that the one who came before with an angel is here again, asking to be permitted to enter for a conversation." The attendant returned, and it signified the assent of the husbands, and I went in. The three husbands with their wives were together in an open court, and, on being greeted kindly, returned the greeting. And I asked the wives whether the white dove appeared afterwards at the window, as earlier described. They said, "It did, this very day, and it spread its wings too, from which we anticipated your coming and the request for your disclosure of one more secret about conjugal love." I asked, "Why do you say one, and yet I've come here to learn many?" They replied, "They are secrets, and some so far transcend the wisdom of you men that the understanding of your thought cannot apprehend them. You exalt over us on account of your wisdom, but we do not exalt over you on account of ours. And yet ours excels yours, in that it perceives into your inclinations and affections, and sees, perceives, and feels them. You know nothing at all about the inclinations and affections of your love, although it is from these and according to them that your understanding thinks, and from these and according to them, therefore, that you are wise. And yet, wives know them in their husbands so well that they can see them in their faces, hear them in the tones of the speech out of their mouths, and even feel them on their breasts, arms, and cheeks. But from the zeal of love for your happiness, and at the same time for our own, we pretend not to know them. And yet we moderate them so prudently that we follow whatever is to the liking, pleasure, and will of our husbands, by allowing and enduring it, redirecting only when possible, but never compelling." I asked, "How is it that you have this wisdom?" They answered, "It is inherent in us from creation, and thence from birth. Our husbands liken it to instinct, but we say it's of divine providence, to the end that men may be made happy by their wives. We have heard from our husbands that the Lord wills that the male shall act from freedom according to reason, and therefore, since his freedom has regard to his inclinations and affections, the Lord himself moderates his freedom from within, and, by means of his wife, from without. And thus he forms the man with his wife into an angel of heaven. And besides, love changes its essence and becomes not love if it's compelled. But we will speak on these things more openly. We are moved to this, that is, to prudence in moderating the inclinations and affections of our husbands, so discreet that they appear to themselves to act from freedom according to their own reason, because we have delight from their love, and love nothing more than that they shall have delight from our delights. But if these feelings become matters of indifference to them, they also begin to fade with us." That said, one of the wives went into the bedroom and, returning, said, "My dove still flutters its wings, which is a sign we may disclose more." They added, "We have observed various changes of the inclinations and affections of men. For example, they are cold toward their wives when husbands think vain thoughts against the Lord and the church. They are cold when in pride on account of their own intelligence. They are cold when they look upon other women from lust. They are cold when they are reminded by their wives of love and many other situations besides. They are cold with varied cold. We observe this from a shrinking back of the sense of their eyes, ears, and body at the presence of our senses. From these few examples, you can see that we know better than men whether it is well or ill with them. If they are cold to their wives, it is ill with them. If they are warm towards their wives, it is well with them. Wives are therefore continually turning over in their minds ways for their men to be warm to them and not cold. They do this from a keenness of perception incomprehensible to men. After these words, a sound was heard as if the dove were moaning, and the wives said, "This is an indication that we are eager to divulge more secret arcana, but it's not permitted to tell them. Perhaps you will disclose to men the secrets you've heard." I answered, "I intended to do this. What harm can come from it?" After conversing together about it, the wife said, "Publish them if you wish. The power of persuasion that wives possess is not hidden from us. For they will say to their husbands, 'That man is fooling you. They're fables. He's jesting from appearances, the usual nonsense of men. Do not believe him. Believe us. We know that you are the lovers and we are the obedient ones. So publish them if you wish. But husbands will not depend on your mouth, but on the mouths of their wives, which they kiss." Questions and comments. 1. The angel wives say that wives pretend not to know their husbands' affections and inclinations. Perhaps wives might like to discuss this in secret. Is it sometimes portrayed in literature or movies? 2. Do some or all girls growing up need to be taught to hide their affections and perceptions and to draw on feminine wisdom? 3. Is there a special sense in which the male man should act from freedom according to reason? Kinjuja Love 90, subsection 3 says, "The actions of his life are directed by reason, or if they are not, he wants them to appear so. A masculine exercise of reason is also visible in his every virtue." 4. What is the goal of a wife's special perceptive wisdom?